SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Memahami dan bertutur dalam bahasa Inggeris akan membantu memudah dan mempertingkatkan mutu kehidupan anda di Australia. Setiap episod podcast Pelajari Bahasa Inggeris ini akan memaparkan cara kehidupan serta menerangkan istilah-istilah yang sering digunakan di negara ini. Melalui podcast ini, anda mampu mempertingkatkan tahap pemahaman bahasa Inggeris anda. Anda juga berpeluang mendalami budaya dan gaya hidup rakyat negara ini. Dalam episod kali ini, anda akan pelajari istilah yang sering diguna ketika membuat pilihan yang mudah maupun yang sukar. Juga dengari pengalaman beberapa pendatang baru yang memilih untuk berhijrah ke Australia.
Learning English helps me understand what people are saying, but not all the time.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands, and waterways throughout Australia. Have you had the experience that you are talking to someone but find that you can't fully understand what they are saying? And then you don't know how to get them to explain what they mean in another way so that you can understand. My name is DJ. And just like you, I've been in those kinds of situations too. There are a lot of reasons why you may have difficulty understanding someone. It can be because of their accent, because they use slang words, or there are cultural differences that make it difficult to understand what they are saying, or maybe because they are talking too fast. You might feel embarrassed or not be sure what to do or say. That is what happened to Ivan Aristigueta, a comedian and the host of the new SBS podcast, Bad English. Later, he will share his funny story. That's why it's useful to know some simple phrases you can use to clear things up. To clear something up is when you ask to explain something that you don't understand. So, in this episode, let's practice phrases that we can use in those moments when we don't understand what's being said. Imagine Claire is buying supplies for the small restaurant she is working for, and she receives a call from her supervisor, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hello, Claire. Are you already in the supermarket?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Could you please say it again?
Sorry, I think we lost connection there. Can you hear me now, Claire? Can you buy some onions, some potatoes, and a capsicum?
Yes, I could hear you that time. But could you please repeat one more time, just a bit more slowly?
No worries. Please grab some onions, some potatoes, and a capsicum. Does that make sense?
I'm afraid I'm not sure what a capsicum is. Do you mean a bell pepper?
Yeah, capsicum is bell pepper. Like a big chili, but not hot. Is everything crystal clear?
Yep, got it. Thanks. I'll see you back at the restaurant soon.
What a confusing conversation. But it contained lots of phrases that you can use in so many situations. Let's hear them again. Alan said,
Hello, Claire. Are you already in the supermarket?
In this situation, Alan's mobile network has a poor signal, so Claire cannot fully hear what Alan is saying.
Hi, Alan. Yep, I'm here. I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Could you please say it again?
Claire said, I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. which meant that Claire is politely saying that she missed part of the information or did not hear it clearly. You might know the word catch when used with real items or things, like a ball. But it can also be used for ideas, concepts, or information, like in this situation. If you want to check someone understands what you are saying, you could say, "Did you catch that?" Claire also asks Alan if he could repeat what he said using the phrase, "Could you please say it again?" You can also use the informal word can instead of could. This is just a little bit more casual. Now, this phrase is so simple and useful. I sometimes want to say it again and again. Can you please say that again? Can you please say that again? Can you please say that again?
Sorry, I think we lost connection there. Can you hear me now, Claire? Can you buy some onions, some potatoes, and a capsicum?
In this situation, a connection is the audio in a phone call. It is also often used when talking about video chats or online meetings. When someone says, "Sorry, I think we lost connection there. Can you hear me now?" they are checking if the other person can hear them after a technical problem.
Ah, yes. I could hear you that time. But could you please repeat one more time, just a bit more slowly?
Could you please repeat one more time is another simple phrase you can use, which is the same as could you say that again. Both of these can be used in informal or formal situations. If you want to be really casual, you could also just say come again. Claire also asked Alan to please repeat a little more slowly. This time, Claire can hear Alan, but finds it hard to understand because he speaks fast. I know you can relate to this because when you are learning a new language, it can feel like everyone is talking too fast, right? And it's usually when they are talking about something particularly interesting or exciting. Let's hear how Alan replied.
No worries. Please grab some onions, some potatoes, and a capsicum. Does that make sense?
If someone asks, "Does that make sense?" they are checking that you understand. In this case, Alan asks if Claire could understand the vegetables he has said.
I'm afraid I'm not sure what a capsicum is. Do you mean a bell pepper?
Okay, I know what onions and potatoes are, and also chilies. I cook with them all the time. But when I first came to Australia, I also didn't know what a capsicum was. That's because in the Philippines, we call them bell peppers. To be honest, I still discover fruits and vegetables that I don't know the names of, even now. The hardest thing about saying the phrase, "I'm afraid I'm not sure," or "I'm afraid I don't know," is not the meaning of the words, but being confident enough to admit that you don't know or not sure of something. I used to be a bit shy about saying this, but it's one of the best ways to keep your conversation going and so improve your English. If you let people know that you don't know something, you give yourself an opportunity to learn something new. And most people will respond by explaining or adding information, like Alan does.
Yeah, capsicum is bell pepper, like a big chili but not hot. Is everything crystal clear?
Crystals are solid rocks like diamonds and known for their transparency and clarity. So when someone says, "Is everything crystal clear?" they want to make sure you understand clearly and easily and have no questions left. If someone asks you if you understand something, you can also reply with, "That's crystal clear," which Claire replied with,
"Yep, got it. Thanks. I'll see you back at the restaurant soon."
When someone says, "I get it," they mean they understand and agree. It's like you are saying you received the message and don't need more explanation. You can also say, "Gotcha," which is more casual. Gotcha is a shortened way of saying I've got you. I've got ya. I've gotcha. Gotcha. Have you got it? Is everything crystal clear? To check that we understand Alan and Claire's phrases, let's listen again to their whole conversation.
Hi, Alan.
Hello, Claire. Are you already in the supermarket?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Could you please say it again?
Sorry, I think we lost connection there. Can you hear me now, Claire? Can you buy some onions, some potatoes, and a capsicum?
Yes, I could hear you that time. But could you please repeat one more time, just a bit more slowly?
No worries. Please grab some onions, some potatoes, and a capsicum. Does that make sense?
I'm afraid I'm not sure what a capsicum is. Do you mean a bell pepper?
Yeah, capsicum is bell pepper. Like a big chili, but not hot. Is everything crystal clear?
Yep, got it. Thanks. I'll see you back at the restaurant soon.
And now we have our special guest, an amazing Venezuelan-born comedian and the host of the new SBS audio podcast, Bad English, Ivan Aristeguieta. Hi, Ivan. How are you?
Hello, TJ. Thank you very much for having me and also for pronouncing my surname correctly. You're one of the few people who've done it without even asking me.
Oh, thank you. Before we talk about the podcast, I'm just going to ask you about our topic today. How to say or how to express yourself if you don't understand someone or if you don't understand something. Do you have any experience when you cannot understand someone?
I have a very funny anecdote of misunderstanding the pronunciation and a bit of cultural misunderstanding as well. There is a thing in Australia called the tall poppy syndrome. When I heard tall poppy syndrome for the first time, and they explained to me, tall poppy syndrome, that means the person who explained to me was like, it's like poppies. The taller gets cut off, and so it's the same level. And I didn't understand well because I didn't know there was a flower named poppy. And I thought they were talking about little dogs like puppies. And for years, I've been explaining my fellow immigrant friends about the tall poppy syndrome on how they in Australia, this thing, it's about you have a dog, a box full of puppies, and if like Labrador puppies, and if they will cut the head off the puppy, so all the dogs are the same size, so that puppy learns to not stick the head out of the box, which in analysis is the same principle of the tall poppy syndrome. So I was telling that story for ages. And my friends were like, really? That's a very weird cultural thing, like cutting the heads of puppies. I'm like, it's true. I've been hearing the tall poppy syndrome everywhere. That's what they have. That's what they do. And then I went to a flower festival in Canberra with a friend. And she was like, oh, those flowers are poppies. Have you heard about the tall poppy syndrome? And that's when everything dropped. The coins dropped. And I was like, oh, my God, I've been telling – these are poppies. The thing that has helped me as an English second language speaker, don't be shy to stop a conversation when you don't understand something. That's the main thing for me. And people – because we think, oh, we're interrupting the conversation. We are being a nuisance. And it's the complete opposite. Actually, people like to be understood. So when you show that you care to understand what they're saying, people are going to, 98% of the time, they're going to take their time to explain to you the word.
Yeah, sometimes because of the accents, slang words, cultural differences, and others. It can be fun looking back, right? But what's more fun is the new podcast, Bad English. Can you tell us more about it?
We recorded beautiful stories of immigrants from all over the world and their journey learning and adapting into a culture where the English language is the main spoken language. It's a beautiful podcast. It has very funny moments and also lots of heartfelt, beautiful moments of immigrant stories. I totally recommend it. We have so much fun recording it. Yeah, if anyone wants to follow me on Instagram at Ivan Comedy and go listen to my new podcast, Bad English on SBS On Demand, SBS Audio.
Thank you so much, Ivan. Now let's practice phrases from this episode. First, see if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What does it mean to go over again?
To go over again means to repeat something.
What do you mean by crystal clear?
Crystal clear is a phrase used to describe something is extremely clear and easy to understand.
Now listen carefully and repeat some phrases to ask someone to repeat themselves.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Could you please say it again?
On our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish, you can find more phrases and practice your listening and understanding skills with our quiz. You can also find us on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. I'm TJ. Thank you for learning English with me.